All right, guys. Well, we are going to be getting into our next tip. Again, good to see everybody. Brian, Florence, Gordon, it's great to have you guys commenting and a part of this news. And again, we're excited about what this week has held with the new course, with the academy, and an upcoming Alliance meeting. So tip number six.
You want me to read it?
Mm-hmm.
So tip number six is going to be to create healthy boundaries of time spent on social media. So the question we have for you is, how much time do you spend on social media each day?
So what I love about this topic, and I feel bad that I'm doing without Abby because this was actually the tip that she had suggested to me a long time ago when we were working on social media etiquette, is she said, you know, I think that an issue that can happen for some is the amount of time and the boundaries around social media. And so, you know, to really dig into that, I think that question's important. And I think for myself, I probably do spend at least an hour or two on social media. And I think it's not that I do it all at once. It's like 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. And I think that it would add up to me being on there at least an hour a day. So I think that's important to ask yourself that question and kind of reflect on how much time you spend. And another thing that I want to mention is, I think we've talked a lot about like Facebook interaction or even our own Christian Leader Network, but social media can also be, how long are you watching YouTube videos?
Mm-hmm.
How long are you watching even starts to believe in stuff like Netflix. Now that's not as social as we're social, or you know, YouTube, you could be watching something and commenting and actually connecting with other people. But like, where are you spending your time a day, and where does social media fit into that? So when you think about that question, because you're not a big like Facebook person, but you'll watch a lot of YouTube videos. I actually mm-hmm. thought about that because I have you doing this one with me.
Yeah, and I think a big thing with that is, you know, just like many, many other things, the key takeaway is everything in moderation. You know, social media, YouTube, those kind of platforms can be a fantastic tool to use. It can be used to reach people across the entire globe and used to educate yourself, learn more about what's going on in current affairs, and all that is good. But the key thing is that we want to make sure, you know, it's important to set boundaries and goals within your daily use on those kind of platforms as well.
Yeah, definitely the key of moderation. So one, some interesting, I found that on average, globally, people spend 147 minutes a day on social media. So over a little over 2 hours, 2 hours and 27 minutes. So that's like the average. And each, you know, some countries are more than others, I saw, but that is kind of the overall global average. So, you know, how I love Proverbs 25:28 here. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. And I think we can easily do that to ourselves if we don't have self-control on our social media use. We can become a person who is, again, this kind of metaphor that Proverbs is saying, a city broken into and left with no walls. You take down any those healthy boundaries, those are the walls that can guard your heart and protect your relationships and your well-being. And if we overdo social media, that could become a big problem.
Yeah, and I think it's important even looking at it, like Abby had mentioned, I manage part of these social media platforms here, but thinking about it as more of a, okay, there are people whose job it is to make social media platforms as addictive as they can. You would see a lot of different psychological tools, things like on TikTok, Snapchat, a lot of you scroll kind of this endless timeline and you, mm-hmm. you kind of go through that. And the focus that they have, the reason they do that is because their goal is to keep you on their platforms right. as long as they can. And so being aware of that, being aware that there are tools that they implement.
As Snapchat especially, I can get into clicking through those stories. It's really like, you know, just, again, it's easy and it feels short in the moment when you're doing it, but then the time of it adds up. And I love the comment I just saw from Gordon here that says, this is such a good boundary. My girlfriend and I have good boundaries with this. We find that social media steals so much of our ability to be present with each other. And I think, you know, that kind of, why are we talking about the boundaries? And I think that is such a valid point. You know, don't let social media, yes, you're being present with other people on social media, but are you being present with your spouse? Are you being present with your children? Are you being present with a friend that needs you right now? Or is social media taking that spot in your life because you are spending, as they said, an average of 2 hours and 20 minutes? And it's like, you know, again, it's not that you necessarily do that in one sitting, but 10, 15 minutes a day. And another comment here, Cairo, do you think that's how you pronounce it?
I'm not sure, yeah.
I am with Mitchell in RIT setting boundaries. I only spent 1 human hour a day in social media, and this includes Christian Leaders Network. So love that. You know, that's important to even think, yeah, the network might be a part of your social medias, and yeah, factor that into whatever allotted time. And I think that's a really good point. It's a good idea to set yourself a time boundary. Another kind of, let me show this. Some things that I looked further again into the time. Okay, so Gordon brought up a great point about, hey, it could hurt your relationships. Well, here's another thing. Multiple studies have found a strong link between heavy social media use and an increased risk for depression, anxiety, loneliness, self-harm, and even suicidal thoughts. Social media may promote negative experiences such as inadequacy about your life or appearance, a fear of missing out, self-obsessed, or cyberbullying. So to kind of dig into each of those, Abby and I have definitely touched a little bit on the idea of people will put a certain appearance about their life out there. And I think that does create, for some, you can feel like your life is inadequate. You're not having as much fun and doing as many things with your spouse or your kids or this or that. You're not vacationing like other people because you can't afford it or whatever it might be. Social media can create this feeling of maybe inadequate or even a fear of missing out on what someone else is doing.
And I would say, you know, a piece of encouragement I would give to anybody is I know personally what I struggled with was the concept of what do people think of me? And I got super engorged with the idea of making sure that my life was completely transparent in real time with social media. And I think that was kind of when I took a step back because I kept thinking, you know, I have to wish all my friends happy birthdays, all my family members happy birthdays. I have to let them know when I go on vacation, when I come back, how's work going. And trying to do that with all the platforms out there, it's exhausting. It's impossible. So I would say if anybody is struggling with that, you know, give yourself some grace. Make sure to know that it's not that important. You know, you don't have to be that present on social media. And even for me, that was when I took a step back and I said, you know what? Sometimes I'll miss a few birthdays. Sometimes I'll go through, you know, and that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, definitely giving yourself appropriate expectations. And I think that definitely goes into the next spot is social media expectations can cause offense and a continuation of social media overuse. So I think you just really spoke into that, Mitch, on that idea of, oh, like I didn't wish somebody a happy birthday on Facebook that I needed to, or I didn't acknowledge, you know, somebody announced something huge on Facebook and I missed the post and now they're offended, you know. And I've had of recent, you know, somebody kind of say like, oh, like I posted this and nobody liked it. Like, did you not see it? And I was like, no, I didn't see it. But if they hadn't asked me, you know, they would have just in their mind thought, oh, maybe she saw it and ignored it because this or that reason. And so unfortunately, again, with social media, I think it's important that you tell people that, hey, I have really healthy boundary. I don't use that much. So if I ever miss something that you want me to know about, you know, hey, shoot me a text or phone call or let's see each other in person. Or, you know, again, just kind of making people aware of that, you know, yeah, the expectation thing can happen on social media, but that can be really harmful in relationships.
I really like Gordon's comment. And his point is with his comment, he's saying basically a lot of the times people will only show, you know, the best version of themselves and their best appearance on social media. And I think that's a fantastic point to address as well. You know, for somebody seeing those posts, that can invoke feelings of jealousy, feelings of envy. When you're going through and you're seeing, you know, people going on these really fancy vacations, people buying great cars and doing all these things and making themselves appear that way. And it's an important reminder for us, you know, when we use social media, is that the feelings that we want to give to people? Right. And, you know, of course that's not. Staying true to yourself, that's a great point, Gordon. And I think that's a great comment.
Yeah. And I think another piece of it too is like, yeah, it's like, it goes back to, you know, even in the Bible says, you know, do unto others as you would want them to do and it to you. And so if you post something, take a step back and think about how you would perceive it if someone else was posting it, you know, and again, finding that healthy balance of sharing what's going on in your life, but also not, yeah, just presenting this over, everything's amazing, but also not letting social media become a place where you're letting yourself, you know, this is terrible and this is terrible, and this, you know, so what, that fine balance of, again, trying to live authentically, and that goes back to a lot of those other tips we've already kind of shared about social media. So what are some other important boundaries? We've been talking mainly about time on this one. And again, I think that it's super important to think about how much time are you spending on there, but what are some other healthy boundaries? You know, one thought is, you know, be careful that, you know, this is on the screen here, if you're a male and you're talking to a married female on private message or even a lot on chat, just again, being aware that, you know, there needs to be healthy boundaries that you would have in person, apply online. So again, make sure that you're being very respectful and, not letting social media become a place where maybe you are talking to somebody too much that's married and you're married or whatever, you know, whatever that may be, remembering that there's other boundaries.
And emotions on the different section would also be if sometimes it's easier to say things that you wouldn't say in person because, you know, you don't have them there. You don't have to suffer the immediate consequences of what you say. A tip I would give you is always act as if what you're about to send online is something you're saying to that person directly in the same room.
Yeah, and that's definitely been something we've said almost every video, and I think it's because it needs to be said every time. You know, it's like, if so-and-so was right here in front of my face, would I say that still? Mm-hmm. Because if the answer is yes, then yeah, in good conscience, you probably can send it. But if it's no, and you know in your heart it's no, then you got to untype that and pray on it and sit back and revisit whatever that emotional feeling might be. So that's a super good point on the emotional boundaries, is just really checking in. And yeah, am I reacting right now in a strong emotion? Or am I trying to react right now with the peace, the love, the joy, the fruits of the spirit? What is my reaction? What is going on? So I think that's super important. And in ministry, we talked about that last week. But just that kind of idea of that healthy balance of using social media as another place to cultivate ministry connection and growth, but again, also not being a spot where you're spamming or soliciting or, you know, creating this space on social media that actually may start to reflect negatively on your ministry. So those are all other boundaries that we've kind of addressed, even the boundaries of private message and all those things. But yeah, just really keeping that in mind, because there's a lot of different boundaries that apply on social media, but they feel different than in person. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's super important. So I want to encourage everyone, going back to the time one for a second, is, and I'm going to try to do this myself so I can report it back to you guys next week, but to keep a journal of how many times you're going into social media and how long are you spending. I had to do a Bible reading journal actually for one of my master classes, and boy, does that bring so much more accountability. It's like, oh goodness, I didn't do my prayer in the morning, or I didn't even open the Bible before bed. I did, you know, you start to assess, how much am I reading? How much am I doing? And so I found that super helpful in that class when I was keeping a daily prayer and devotional kind of journal. So I want to encourage for this week, as a challenge for next week when we meet again, is keep a journal of how, if you find yourself going on social media, that's fine, but then look at the time you start and, you know, roughly when you stop. Was that a 15-minute visit? Were you on there for an hour? Were you on there for five? And I think the moment you start assessing that, I think it does create you wanting to, in this case, do it less, because you go, whoa, I was on here for 15 minutes already. So again, I'm going to try to do that for myself too, is kind of look at how much time I am actually spending on social media.
Yeah, and I know, I don't know if there are any other iPhone users out there, but I'm sure in the settings you can go, there's a feature called Screen Time, and it breaks it down how long you've spent that week on your phone. And I believe as well as the apps you visit.
It does say the apps. So, like, you could look at exactly how much time you spent on Facebook.
And I don't know. I'm sure that there's other apps, too, for people who have Google Pixel phones or Androids or anything like that. You can browse any sort of Play Store, App Store, and see if there are data usage apps that can track that. So that way you don't have to manually do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. There's that weekly report. So it tells you. Like for me, for example, I've already spent 2 hours and 11 minutes on, and my, look at this, everyone, this always horrifies me. My daily average in the week is I spent 9 hours and 20 minutes on my phone.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time. Oh my goodness, yeah, look at this category. That's for a whole week, but like, yeah. Wow. Like it said last week, I spent 6 hours and 42 minutes on Facebook. So probably even worse than I think I am, honestly.
And it's a great
2 hours and 17 minutes on the Mighty Networks. But, you know, it's important that we do assess these things and look at, you know, what did we spend in the whole week? And, I mean, if you do think about the, what I just said about the 6 hours, it's like if you look at that, if you're spending 2 hours a day, 6 hours is actually going to happen really easily. And that's, again, the average amount of time people are spending on devices.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that can be a helpful way to look at it. And the Bible verse I just wanted to share on this is Proverbs 25:16. If you have found honey, eat only enough for you, lest you your fill of it and vomit it. So I think that, again, this is a very metaphoric look at that. But, you know, too much of a good thing is bad. And that social media can be a very good thing. And we've talked a lot about the ways that we can cheer people on, we can encourage, we can bless, we can build up, we can grow our ministry, we can connect with each other. So there is an array of beautiful things that social media has to offer. But if you think about social media like honey, only take what's enough for you to be healthy and do well, lest you're going to take too much and it could creep into it. You have anxiety about expectations. You are feeling depressed because of that time spent on social media and not spent with those in your life, your spouse or your children or a friend. So, you know, again, I thought that Bible verse just was so powerful in analyzing and thinking of it in the context of social media. So we have a couple of final questions for everyone is, you know, as you've been watching this, you know, some of you might not struggle at all with social media use. In fact, I know many of you, only youth Christian leaders network have told that to me where, you know, you're not on Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram or YouTube or whatever it might be. So for some of you, this may not be an issue. But if it is an issue, reflect on why this might be the case. You know, or maybe you're in conflict with the person you live with and you, that's a way to escape. You know, maybe that's why you're overusing it. Maybe it is because that's your way to connect with people. So there's a lot of reasons why there might be social media overuse, but just to reflect on it and most of all, as you reflect on it, just bring it to the Lord in prayer, you know, and say, God, if I'm using it too much, make that clear to me. Maybe I need to actually, you know, I want to go all the way far as to say maybe there is somebody that needs to be utilizing it more in some way to minister to someone. So maybe that's the case too, but that's where that prayer to God just needs to be there and that constant reflection and assessment of it. It's like, is this harming me and my well-being at all, or is my social media use glorifying God and blessing my life? And praying that, I think it's important.
Yeah.
And then also this kind of goes into maybe your social media is you're in a healthy spot. You know, you only spend an hour a day or, you know, you only do this or whatever. How could you gently correct or encourage someone that's having an unhealthy social media tendencies, whether that be emotional boundaries, whether that be any of it? How could you help them? What's your thought, Mitch, on that?
I think, you know, it's the digital age. I think it's a you know, we all know people, and it very much so could be ourselves too, that have those struggles. Like I said, people make this stuff as addictive as they can. It's like a drug, and it's a constant battle. And I think it's a double-edged sword because it's one of the most useful tools we have to communicate with people around the world, but it's also a very dangerous one if you let it get out of hand. And so whether it's you that's struggling or you know somebody that's struggling, you know, it's in love, how can we work to limit that and create healthier boundaries to promote all the benefits of social media without having to bear many of the
negative effects that can come. Yeah, and again, I think you did such a good job reiterating that. It's like, again, social media has a lot of beautiful things about it. And, you know, that's why we're doing these sessions on it, because we think it's so important and it is such a beautiful part of our now communication. And even being at CLI, we especially get to see that. It's like, we all take these classes separately, and social connection on the network and even some of our groups on Facebook and other places, that's a beautiful way for us to see what each other are doing and connect. And so it's just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But it very much so, as you said, can get out of hand. And I think when I think about that, I think one of the biggest ways, and I think kind of putting on the life coaching hat for those of you that have taken that class, is, you know, to probably help somebody realize that they're using unhealthy social media is to have them identify it for themselves. And so I think, you know, let's say I'm talking to a friend, and I have a couple of girlfriends that I do kind of suspect, and I, even for myself, I think I use it too much, but that even them, I think maybe use it more. It's like every time I go on, they've got so much going on. And but what it is it's not so much positive. They've got a lot of negativity on my life is rough and this, and there is really hard things going on in their life in certain cases. So again, I'm not trying to speak into any of that per se, but I do worry that their constant use of social media is worsening some of the situations in their life and is kind of keeping this negative attitude going in again and again. And so one of the ways that I've been thinking about since I actually made these slides is kind of, okay, next time I hang out with them in person, you know, I can say to them, you know, how are you? And if they are open about what they're struggling with, like they've been on social media, it might be good to say, you know, what are there some things in your life that you think could be worsening this? And see if they can even mention social media. If they do, then it's a beautiful opportunity to say, why don't you try keeping a journal on social media and set yourself a limit. Say, I only want to use it 2 hours a day at most. You know, and set that limit and keep track of when you get to that spot. So it may become a way for you to be able to say to them without saying, oh, I think you have such a problem with social media use, lest maybe you'll be talking about the plank in your brother's eye when you've got one in yours. But, you know, just kind of encouraging them, even sharing your own experience. Yeah, I've been really working on cutting my social media use down. Maybe that'll help you, you know. Might be a blessing for your life. So those were some of the thoughts I had when I put that question in about, you know, how would I talk about this with a friend or a family member or someone in my life? So, yeah, you know, again, we appreciate you guys kind of tuning in on this tip. I think it's a tough one, you know, because it's hard to reflect. And sometimes it's very hard to know when is something too much, you know, because all of us have different times and different demands. You know, some of us are so busy with jobs and other things that social media never really gets out of balance. But others of us, maybe it does get out of balance a little more easy. You know, when I was on maternity leave, I used it even more. You know, so depending on where you're at in your life, that may also go back to, you know, how much time you're using. I like Florence is just saying, it goes back to feeding the flesh and feeding the spirit. I know when I'm in my CLI study, I'm feeding my spirit and it makes me joyful. Social media is more like feeding the flesh. We can feel less than and inadequate in certain areas due to posts our minds are viewing. And I think that's a really good point is, you know, making sure when you are on social media, are you feeding your spirit? In that situation, you know, yes, there's going to be conflict. There's going to be different things in social media, but trying to go, ooh, I'm on here and I'm just looking at this, and yeah, that's just feeding my flesh. So that's a really good point, Florence.